From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, Islamic State deadline missed. That deadline has passed in an Islamic State hostage drama with Jordan insisting on proof of life for Jordanian Air Force pilot being held by the militants. An audio message purportedly from a Japanese journalist also captured by the Islamic State said the pilot would be killed immediately unless Jordan released by sunset on Thursday an Iraqi woman on death row in Jordan for her role in a deadly bombing in Amman in 2005. Three U.S. defense contractors helping train Afghan Air Force personnel were gunned down at Kabul Airport Thursday in what military forces say was an insider attack. Details of the killings are scarce. Also Thursday, a suicide bomber attacked a funeral in eastern Afghanistan. 16 people killed there, dozens others wounded. No one claiming responsibility for either of those attacks. Chadian troops aiding the fight against Boko Haram are reported to have retaken a village in far northeastern Nigeria from the militants. No officials have confirmed the report, but Nigerian military said on Twitter that its Air Force had conducted missions around the area for the past 2 days. It also indicated Chadian troops were active in the area. Chad and Cameroon recently deployed forces to combat Boko Haram, which has seized much of Nigeria's Borno state. U.S. federal investigators on Thursday added an American citizen born in Somalia to its list of most wanted terrorists. The man, wanted man, is Liban Haji Mohammed. FBI said while he was working in Washington, he was a recruiter for the Somali-based group Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. The United Nations Children's Fund is appealing for a record-breaking $3.1 billion needed to assist 62 million children facing conflict, disease, and other humanitarian crises. Lisa Schlein has details.
The biggest chunk of the money, nearly $1 billion, targets the deepening emergencies in Syria and affected areas nearby. An additional $500 million will be used to scale up efforts to tackle the devastating Ebola epidemic in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. The appeal will provide assistance to 98 million people in 71 countries. Two-thirds of the beneficiaries are children. UNICEF pinpoints the Syrian conflict as the world's worst humanitarian crisis among the many tearing apart the lives of children and their families. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Amid sharp escalation of fighting in eastern Ukraine, European Union foreign ministers agreed Thursday to extend by 6 months existing sanctions imposed on Russia and Russian-backed separatists, officials for their role in the conflict. Ministers also agreed during a meeting in Brussels to come within a week with more names to be added to the list of those already subject to an asset freeze and a travel ban. Other EU ministers are looking at ways to strengthen anti-terrorism measures. Lisa Bryant has our report.
Proposals by the EU Justice and Interior Ministers aim to bolster existing measures on surveillance, information sharing, and border control across the 28-member European Union. The proposals include establishing an EU-wide system to share airline passenger information that can help them track jihadists coming to and from the Middle East. Ministers also want to better control the borders of the Schengen passport-free area and to work with internet providers to remove terrorist and extremist content. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Investigators from Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee say AirAsia flight that crashed into the Java Sea last month descended steeply, then stalled, hurled toward the sea with the co-pilot at the controls. All 162 people aboard the plane died when it crashed December 28th. Divers have recovered 70 bodies from the wreckage. Flight was en route from Surabaya, Indonesia's second-largest city, to Singapore when it went down. Asian stocks were mostly higher today, with economic data suggesting Japan is pulling out of recession, while China's shares fell ahead of a manufacturing report. On Thursday, U.S. stocks rebounded from a two-day losing streak, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rising 1.3%, S&P 500 index gaining 1%, the NASDAQ up 1%.
That's the latest world news from VOA.